This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing Mishavuah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Aleph. We're up to Sif Beis. Yesterday we began in Sif Beis that one should not daven only in their heart, but they need to enunciate the words with their lips, and their ears should hear it, but their voice should not be audible beyond that. So the Mishnah Berurah says that, first we saw yesterday, the opinion, there is an implication in the Zayar, that l'chatchila, your ear should not hear it, but the Magen Avraham says it is not conclusive, that's what the Zayar means. Likewise, the Gra says that the Zayar also would agree with the Shulchan Aruch that your own ears need to hear it, and therefore the Achroinim say lechatchila. Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Chayyadim says that lechatchila is better that your ears hear your own davening. B'diyeved, if it was so quiet that your own ears did not hear it, your yoytze. Why? Because at least you enunciated it. But if you just lip it and you don't produce any sound at all, then you're not yoytze. That's what the Mechaber says. That lo yispalo belibay bovad. That's what the Bir Halacha says. B'diavad imispalo belibay. The Magen Avraham says lo yatsa. Now, where is number 20 going on? Let's say a chayla that doesn't have the ability to enunciate the words. The Rama says earlier that yahara tfila b'libay. How does that help? So the Mishnah Berurah says, it could be you don't even have to daven if you become healthy, because you're anus. So in other words, hispalo b'libay is not nothing. If somebody is sick, it has some value. But Lamaisa, you're not Yoytze. Lamaisa, you're not Yoytze. Okay, now, it should not be audible to other people. So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'la yashmiya sivkatan vav, d'chsiv b'tfilas chana, raks faseha na'is v'kayla lo yishamea. Just her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. V'chal ha'mashmiya kayla b'tfilasai, anyone who davens out loud, hareza miktani amana, it shows a lack of faith. Kiluin mamin shakal zrocha shemea tfilas lachash, as if God does not believe in his, as if God does not hear his silent prayer. V'chal ha-magbiya kala b'tfilasai, anyone who davens loudly, in other words, if it's just audible, so it shows a lack of amuna. If you daven loudly, hareza minaviye ha-sheker, then you are like a false prophet. Shahiyadarkan litzik b'kol avodazar shalem. Their derech was to scream out loud to their avodazar. Va'ayin v'berke yosef uvechay adam delchadchilo tzarch lespalal belachash kol kach. The berke yosef and chay adam say lechadchilo yinitadam so quietly sha'av chavera oimed besamach loy loy yuchal eshmaya, that even your friend next to you can hear. Mikamakam im iav shalal lechavin be'inyan zeh. If let's say you can't be mechavein if it's so low that even your friend can't hear it, yesh lai lasayis b'inyan shiach lechavein. You need to do it in a way that you're able to be mechavein. Ach sheizor shalai yachrid la'achirim ulkameh. As long as you don't disturb others. So, if you need to daven loud enough that others could hear, it's okay. As long as you don't disturb too many people. Okay, koilai, you want to make sure lo yashmir koilai v'afilu b'psuke dezimra, even in psuke dezimra, toiv shaloi laharim koil. It's better not to raise your voice, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemea balachash, Hashem hears quiet davening, loy ka'oysam ha'magbiyan koilam yoysam yidai. Not like those who raise their voice too much. So even in Psukah de Zimra, it is correct not to raise your voice, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears Tfilas Lachash. Now, what about Vehu Racham on Monday and Thursday? Shulchan Aruch says later on, you should say it Bekoil. The Ramah says you should say up a lachash. Mishnah Berurah says lachash means like Shmona Esrei. And the Shulchan Aruch that says you say up a koil is la'ira hakavana. What about Berchas Hamazon? That we see later on in Kuf Pehesiv Katan Gimel, Shatoiv la'olam to do it b'koil. Ki koil is ma'ira kavana. Especially benching on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so you don't forget. So even Psukah de Zimra should be belachash. Belachash means you could hear it. Umiya b'Shabbos, Shenoigin, She'echad, and Psukah de Zimra, b'kol ram. On Shabbos, that the minog is that one person says Psukah de Zimra, b'kol ram, shaper dami. That's okay. Fine. Let's say you can't be mechavin when you daven quietly. You're allowed to raise your voice. So Mishnah Berurah says, when we say that you can't be mechavin, it doesn't mean you can't be mechavin at all, even if you can't be mechavin as well. Look in the Be'er Halacha, who says that Lamaisa, if you could be mechavein, but just not as well during Shemana Esrei, you should not be lenient, and you should say it quietly nevertheless. So, why? The Be'er Halacha quotes the Zayar, that if you magbia kol betfila, kol kach ad shechaver yochel eshmaya, ein tfilasei neshmas. And therefore, do not rely on the Kula of the Taz. Based on the Zayar, the Be'er Halacha says not to rely on the Kula of the Taz. Meaning, even though you could have better Kavan if you say it out loud, you still shouldn't. Okay. If you're not able to have Kavana, then it's Mutar Lagbia Koyle. Va'ayri da'afilum yashmiya koyle b'miktsas gam ken lo yuchal l'cham di'ilav ha'chiyasar. It's talking about, even where raising your voice just a bit, you won't be able to be mechavin, so then you could be magbia koilai fully. The mechaber continues. Vahani mili beinoy lebeinatzmai. This din that if you can't really be mechavin, you could raise your voice. That's if you're davening on your own. Vahani mili beinoy lebeinatzmai. Avo betzibur asor. But if it's betzibur, it is prohibited. Da asi lemitrad tzibura, because you're going to disturb the tzibur. Says mishmar betzibur asor. Afilu hashmiya. Kailai b'miktsas, even to allow your voice to be audible a little bit, v'chol shekein lagbia kailai, and certainly to raise your voice. What if a guy is davening Shemana Esrei next to you, and you hear his Shemana Esrei? Should you answer, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai? Amen. Yeah, are you supposed to answer? So the Rav Shlomo Kluger says in the Chachma Shleimai, it's a suffix. He's mesupik whether you answer Amen. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, don't answer Amen, because since it was niskan to say it quietly, and the guy did Shaloi Kedin, do not answer Amen. Likewise, the Shevet HaLevi says, do not answer Amen. The Mishmeres Shalom says, get out of there. Don't be there. But if you do hear him say, meaning don't, you should walk away. But whatever bracha you heard, you should answer Amen. Rav Nissen Karel says, you could answer Amen. Shas Chuzos al Chachma brings various opinions. This is talking about, it's in a tzibor. But a guy who's dying b'yechidos and someone overhears him, of course you have to answer Amen. Says the Matei Ephraim on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, if you're standing next to a guy that's Magbia Koila, you should answer Amen, because on Yomim Noiroim, there are those who say that you are allowed to, as we're going to see in Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel. Yesh Oimrim Shabbat Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur Mutar Lahashmiya Koilam B'Tfila Afilu B'Tzibur. Some say on the high holidays, it is permitted to raise your voice in prayer, even publicly. Hagav v'chei noyag, and that is the minog. Kamakim yizaru shalag bia koilam yoysam idai. You should not do it too loud. Why? Afil b'tzibur la'oyer ha'kavana, to arouse kavana. Even the vidoy in the tefillah, Makar Chaim says you could say it b'kol. ulamitrad sibura loy chashin. We're not worried that you're going to confuse people. Kivan shasidurim amachzarim biyadam, because they have a sidur amachzar. By Magen Avraham Damasik, the yoyser tov l'sva b'lachashim yachal chavein. The Magen Avraham says, even though you're allowed to, and the minog is to, it's still better to daven quietly. B'chein kasvu harbei achroinim. Yoyser midai, too much. Tahareza minaviye habal. Because by raising your voice too much, even though it's the Yom Naram and the Minog is to raise your voice, but don't do it too much, because then you become a prophet of the Baal. Shenamar Bahem Vayikru B'Kol Gadol. Inami, another reason. Or you'll definitely disturb your friend. Mikamakim Nira. Nevertheless, it would seem. The Hachazonim Shemagbiim Koilam. Chazonim that raise their voice. Kedei La'orer Hakavana. Ulahashmiya Shaper Hadvarim. Ulahashmiya Shaper Hadvarim, Shaper Avdi. Chazanim that raise their voice, Tima'ur Kavana, and to make their voice heard, they're doing well. The Iker Tfilah Shliach Tzibur Niskana Davka B'Kol Ram. So now he's talking about a chazan. And it would seem then that when the Ramah says, you should not be magbia koil, yoyser midai, that it's also going on a chazan. That a chazan should not be too loud. However, if the kavana of the chazan is to be ma'ar kavana, and to make sure his voice is heard, that's okay, because the tefillah of the chazan was niskan dafka b'koram. Achin oysam sho'oysam came kedei lahareis koilam. But those who do show, because they want to show off their voice, vaday oysam shaloi kohagen, they're definitely doing incorrectly. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we will hold it over here. We'll do the end of Simen Kuf Aleph on Monday, Bezras Hashem. Okay, I have a question for you. I have a poll to take.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.